Good morning, friends. Good morning. We trust that today finds each of you well and encouraged in the Lord. I'm certainly happy to have the opportunity once again to be coming your way by means of radio. And as I say, I hope you're encouraged too. But if there should be a one who hears the broadcast and things are not looking well for you, things have not gone your way, you're discouraged and downcast, let me share with you a scripture here which I hope will really lift you up. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly therefore will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. 2 Corinthians 12:9. So that's the consolation the Apostle Paul had when he was seeking the Lord to remove the affliction or the persecution, whatever it was he was going through, from him. The Lord just let him know that his grace was sufficient for him. And I believe that God's grace is sufficient for his people yet today. Listen, when sin-stricken, burdened, and weary, from bondage I longed to be free, there came to my heart the sweet message, my grace is sufficient for thee. Though tempted and sadly discouraged, my soul to this refuge will flee and rest in the blessed assurance, my grace is sufficient for thee. My bark may be tossed by the tempest that sweeps o'er the turbulent sea. A rainbow illuminates the darkness. My grace is sufficient for thee. O Lord, I would press on with courage. Though rugged the pathway may be, sustained and upheld by the promise, my grace is sufficient for thee. Soon, soon will the warfare be over. My Lord face to face I shall see and prove as I dwell in his presence. His grace was sufficient for me. Well, thank the Lord for his sufficient grace for every need. Now, with the grace of God, we can make it through this life victorious, but not without it, not within our own selves or within our own strength, but with God's grace, surely he'll see us through. I've been thinking of an expression that you hear sometimes, perhaps you've heard that. Did you ever hear it said of someone that he's got it made? Or this particular person, they've got it made. This may refer to success in life, maybe some famous person, maybe a great sports man or woman, or it could be someone who's wealthy, maybe with a large income, wealthy and don't have to worry about working or anything. You hear that expression, they've got it made. Or it could be referring to someone who was healthy and strong and didn't have to worry about physical ailments and all. They've got it made. Listen, friends, I'm reminded of a person in the Bible who, I believe in my opinion, they thought they had it made. Before the Apostle Paul was converted, Saul, he had been brought up very religiously and very zealous, and he persecuted the saints, and he caused them to blaspheme and to be put in prison and all these sort of things. I wonder if he didn't think, I've got it made. We're about to exterminate. We're about to eradicate and do away with those fanatical folks that they call Christians. But, you know, the Lord appeared on the scene one day, and there came a change in his life. Regardless of how much he may have thought he had it made before, when the Lord was through talking to him and after he had told him that he was persecuting him and bringing to bear these pressures against the Lord himself, and he said that Lord, that was a happy thing. He was just waiting for the Lord to just step in and take his life and control it, and that's what he did. The Lord did take his life and showed him what great things he must suffer for his name's sake. He didn't depend on his own strength anymore after that to get him through life, but he was looking to God, and he found that God's grace was sufficient for him. Oh, I hope that you will find God. God's grace is sufficient for thee, for you. If you're having problems and difficulties, don't try to make it without God's grace, because you're going to need it. And those people who think that I don't need the Lord, I can get along without him, let me tell you, the day is coming when they're going to realize they don't have it made, not nearly as much as they thought they did. I'm reminded of another man of whom we could use this expression, that he really had it made. There was the rich man that the scriptures tell about. He didn't know what to do with all of his overflowing abundance of crops. He didn't know, but he didn't have room for them. He said, what will I do? I just don't know. And then he thought, crops, and I'll just build some bigger ones, large ones, and I'll just store this produce all up, and I'll keep it. I don't know whether he's going to can it or dry it or whatever way, maybe grain. And he would just store it up, and he'd just have plenty of it. There's one thing he did think. Then I'll just say to my soul, soul, you've got much goods laid up for many years, many days. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. He thought he had it made. But, dear ones, we should be reminded that life is fleeting. The things that appear to be such a great blessing today can slip from the hands of those who have these blessings, and they can find themselves destitute and needy in such a short time. And besides all of this, we're living in perilous times today, perhaps as perilous as we've ever seen, with the threat of war and disaster, and we might say in the atomic age, it's perilous times. Someone can make a blunder, and who knows what might be the results of the disaster and the result it may come. And so, let us not seek to have our way only, to have it made within ourselves. Those who want to have their way all the time, they get in trouble anyway. In fact, there are those who continually try to dominate others and rule for themselves and have their own way. Did you know this will get you in trouble? This matter of living is learning to give and take. It's learning to get along with others, those who are successful. Even in marriage, in their homes, are those who learn to cooperate with one another and get along and bear with one another and have grace and patience with others. Oh, dear ones, let me warn you. We're living in a deceptive age when there are many religions, many cults, and many sectarian movements who are deceiving people and endeavoring to make them think they can go on through life and just have their own way, do what seems good to you. This is not so. You can't do just whatever your own lust would dictate to you to do. You must go by God's laws and rules if you would be happy. Listen, who shall be able to stand? The Spirit expressly has heard, lo, he speaketh again and again, of the perils that come in the time of the end, when wicked professors shall seek to defend the decrees and commandments of men. Beware, precious soul, stand alone on his word. Beware lest you fail of the promised reward. Oh, who shall be able to stand against the tempest that threatens today? For the false and deceptive are waxing more strong, and only a few of the numberless throng are willing his word to obey, are willing to honor each precious command, to sit at his feet or be led by his hand. Oh, who shall be able to stand? False spirits are seeking their prey. Oh, how many poor victims now halting in fear will make their escape when the trumpet they hear and come home to Zion to stay. Oh, then let his judgments go forth in the land, else none of the weak will be able to stand. Refusing his word to uphold, although herald once valiant in war, on the carcass of those who refuse to obey, behold, the foul vultures are feasting today. Their hapless estate we deplore. Then guard well the truth by his watchman foretold. Take heed that you enter no false shepherd's fold. Oh, who shall be able to stand if his judgments we cease to proclaim? If the precious are left with the filthy and vile? The master, methinks, will be weeping the while, for his bride will be bearing the shame. Oh, purge off the dross at the Spirit's command, then all of the pure will be able to stand. Our Father, we thank you today for the privilege of bringing thy word over this station. We pray that in some way you'd cause the Spirit to bear the message home to the hearts of those who need it most today. Bless that soul who's nearest eternity. And Father, those who are neglecting, we pray thou wilt arise them, cause them to arise and awake from their sleep and come to thee before it is too late. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.